How do you attract these companies to the Charleston area? Do you use traditional incentives?
I think in that regard, we stand every economic development model on its head. As an economic development initiative, the Digital Corridor has no marketing budget, number one. Number two, we have never looked outside the community to attract a company. For the most part, our growth has been organic and primarily focused on companies that are operating within our region. And there's a very interesting reason for that. Mm-hmm. We know statistically that 80% of the job creation in a community occurs from within the community. So why is it that I would dedicate resources to focusing on economic development projects outside the community? So if we can improve the economic environment or the business environment for the companies that are already here, that becomes very attractive to the companies that are looking to expand from outside the region.
How do you improve the economic or the business climate?
This is an interesting dynamic, Rachel. You do it by engaging with the very community that you want to attract. I mean, that is the underpinning of the Digital Corridor. It's not to go focus on attracting companies from outside the region. It's to focus on the business environment within the region and ask the companies, what can we do to make it better for them? Okay, and then specifically go about to address these issues.
And so what kinds of answers do you get? Is it things like infrastructure, or do you get answers like, we'd love to have $500,000 to help with our expansion of this?
Seldom does that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Seldom is money the answer. What is in a knowledge environment and in a technology environment, the driving force is the ability to secure talent.
On your website, you say talent is the currency of the 21st century. That's such an interesting notion.
It absolutely is. If a company came in here and they said, Ernest, you know, we'd like $200,000. And if another company came in and said, we would like for your help securing 5 top employees to help grow our company, my leanings would be to focus on helping the second company, the latter rather than the former. The reason being that I can give you money, that if you don't have talent to execute your game plan, you will not be successful.
In the beginning, you went to these 18 companies that already were located in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what can we do to facilitate your growth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kinds of answers did you get?
They were, you know, help us with sourcing more talent. By the way, the business license fees a little high, you know. And, you know, when you continue to grow, you know, when you're a company at $100,000 in revenue, it's one thing. But when you get to $50 million in revenue, why would the fees be so high
mm-hmm.
when the demands that we're putting on the community are extremely low? This is a clean industry. Ernest, we're going to go build a new building. Can you streamline the permitting for us? You know, we're moving very fast, and we don't have time, you know, to focus on the bureaucracy associated with building a building in a public environment. So can you help with that? So essentially, you know, we took on the role of being sort of project manager for some of these private projects.
Mm-hmm.
Something that had never been done. Talk to me. I'll go handle the bureaucracy. You don't need to go do it yourself. Things like, would you introduce us to people who could be helpful with growing our business?
Thank you again, Ernest, so much for taking the time today, and we look forward to seeing you in Wilmington.
Well, I look forward to coming to Wilmington and speaking and hopefully being an inspiration, you know, for those who want to do the same thing we've done in Charleston.